Currently and hopefully permanent former NFL player Ray Rice, who punched and knocked out his then-fiancée in an elevator in Atlantic City, was allowed by Atlantic County, New Jersey prosecutor Jim McClain to enter a program that eliminates jail time. While that was taking place, Shanine Allen, a woman from Philadelphia with a right to carry permit in Pennsylvania, was facing jail time for a nonviolent, innocent mistake. Here to discuss the latest on this news story, as well as the subject of women and guns, as the founder of Girls Just Want to Have Guns, Regis Giles. Good morning, Regis.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And Regis's website, girlsjustwanttohavegunz.com, and you can learn more about her work and her presentation of women empowerment. We'll get to that message a little bit, too. But I want to just do an update on the Shanine Allen story, because when last we left Shanine, she had been denied access into the pretrial intervention program that Ray Rice was given the red carpet into by Jim McClain, Atlantic County prosecutor. She appealed that refusal. That was denied. But miracles of miracles, Jim McClain did a Roger Goodell and said, well, I reviewed the situation. I think we're going to let Shanine into the program. How about that, Regis?
Yeah, it's pretty appalling that it took a public outcry of injustice to, you know, get Shanine Allen that change in the prosecutor's mind, because, look, she was a mother carrying a gun trying to protect her kids. She didn't, you know, the only law she broke was being a Second Amendment, you know, law-abiding citizen. And then you have, on the other hand, and she was facing a couple years in jail, three to five, something like that.
Right.
And he was going to be relentless on that because he's a gun-grabbing prosecutor who, you know, doesn't see that it's fit for law-abiding citizens to have guns to protect their lives or their children. But he thinks that it's okay to, you know, beat your wife in a public setting, as in the Ray Rice case, where, you know, it's very clear that he, you know, knocked out his wife, and he was given, you know, that PTI program where first-time offenders get to go through this rehab kind of program. And, it's really shameful that it just shows you how the New Jersey justice system is run, where it took another woman being beaten, to cause outcry, to save this other woman who was just trying to protect her kids.
Well, it also shows, too, just how difficult legal gun ownership is in New Jersey. And New Jersey, we've talked about this on the show with other people, New Jersey is one of the few states that does not recognize right-to-carry permits from other states.
Yeah, it is completely unconstitutional what New Jersey is pulling off here, and it's very, you know, shameful. I wouldn't live in New Jersey if I was a gun-loving, you know, gun-toting person, and, you know, moved to Florida or Texas, something like that, because New Jersey obviously doesn't care about your legal gun rights, and until that changes, you know, move to a state that's, you know, will accept your affinity for the gunpowder and firearm.
Here's the thing, tell me, no matter what state you're in, if you have a right to carry permit, you've gone through more hoops than most people in a job application with the CIA have to go through, I think. So talk about squeaky clean. If you want someone with clean records, find someone with a right to carry permit. Why assume any sort of criminal charge against them?
Absolutely. And the people who do have the right to carry permits, the concealed carry permits, they're held to a higher standard of the law now that they have those permits. So, you know, they're not people to, you know, look as felons or to, you know, see that they're breaking the law. They're, you know, they're people who are upholding the law. They're willing to protect their rights, and they're, you know, putting their whole life at stake by being, you know, that upstanding citizen, upholding the law, and, you know, carrying that gun.
Dr. Regis Giles, founder of Girls Just Want to Have Guns, girlsjustwanttohaveguns.com on the web. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Here is New Jersey's law specifically about carrying when you have the right to carry permit in the state. New Jersey requires that guns be carried unloaded and in a closed and fastened case, gun box, or securely tied package or locked in the trunk. State also restricts how and where weapons can be transported. And again, it doesn't recognize carry permits issued by other states. You can only go from point A to point B in with a secured firearm in those details. If you are going from point A to point B, look at your gas gauge, see you need gas, you pull into the gas station, and you're found for whatever reason. You pop your trunk to get something out of there, and a state trooper is standing by you and sees the gun in there, you're going to have some problems.
Yeah, that is absolutely absurd, and I don't understand how any lawmaker would see that is fit for to be on the books, because, look, again, concealed carry holders, the people who actually are owning firearms, they're not the criminals here. They're the ones on record. They're showing that they're responsible gun-owning citizens. You know, they're not the bad guys out there. They're not the ones that you want to arrest and put in jail because you're wasting your time there and you're wasting your taxpayers' money by placing those people in jail. What they really need to be doing is go and fighting the criminals out on the streets who are trafficking guns illegally and who are transporting them illegally, and leave the law-abiding citizens alone.
And the way to do that, by the way, is not with gun buyback programs, because those are just people who are turning in guns that they got on the cheap or sometimes found in the street. They get the $200, $300, $400, and what are they doing with that money? They're going out buying bigger guns.
No, the way you do it is, you know, police just need to be doing their jobs and going out busting criminals and, you know, busting, you know, any illegal gun sale that, you know, with scratched off serial numbers on the guns, things like that. You know, do focus on your job, leave the law-abiding citizens alone, and I'm sure you'll have your gun violence go down. Also, give the law-abiding gun citizens more leniency. Give them some liberties. I'm sure some, you know, robberies and, you know, break-ins will stop because gun-loving, law-abiding citizens have the liberty to defend themselves instead of have to, you know, run to the farthest corner in their house to actually be able to shoot a person breaking into their home.
Well, we should say, too, one more note with Shanine Allen. It's still to be determined whether or not she'll get her job back out of all this. That's another casualty of Ms. Allen's lives through the misbehavior and poor performance on the job by Atlantic County Prosecutor Jim McLean. So hopefully Mr. McLean will make an effort to hopefully put that piece of that puzzle back together for Ms. Allen to get her job back. The whole thing, too, and this is obviously one of the focal points of your creation, Girls Just Want to Have Guns. I just wonder if Ray Rice's fiance was packing, had a right to carry permit and had a gun in her purse. I wonder if Ray Rice would have been quote unquote brave enough to do what he did in that elevator that night.
Oh, absolutely. And if she, you know, she had any form of self-defense on her, you know, it looked like it was a heated conversation. They were in an argument and she was coming at him, and he knocked her down completely unconscious. And, but if she had any form of self-defense knowledge, any firearm with her, she would have been able to, you know, prevent that smack. And it's really atrocious how, the NFL was treated this whole situation. Regards to what happened in the NBA when that one owner, you know, said that racial slur, and then the NBA completely protested him
and
shut down the whole basketball league. But here you have, and it was over a comment that was said in his private home, and then you have the NFL, where you have, in a public setting, this man knocking out his wife in an elevator, then dragging her out. And there's absolutely no, like, no protest, no recoil, or sorry, no remorse or anything from the NFL. None of the players were boycotting Ray Rice. None of them were threatening to shut down until justice was seen for his wife. And it's really shocking that our society is set in that kind of mindset where, you know, wife beating, girlfriend beating is okay and accepted, but God forbid you say a racial slur in your own home and, you know, we'll shut down the whole, you know, the whole operation here. And I just think that women, it's such almost a normalcy in this NFL world that women are being beaten by these NFL players, because you've seen after the Ray Rice case, multiple players coming out with similar offenses, and it's appalling, and the NFL definitely needs to address this.
And they say they are, but it's going to take them 5 months to figure out the
who've been beating their girlfriends and wives.
It's just amazing. And some people, my philosophy would be, if I owned a team, someone is charged with domestic violence, you're sitting down, you'll still get paid. You're convicted of domestic violence, find somewhere else to play. I just put your contract in the shredder. Learn more about what Regis presents as far as not just gun ownership and legal gun ownership, but the empowerment that it offers for women, the protection in the society where more than half of people are single. Those are a lot of single women out there that need some extra protection, because there are a lot of idiots in this world, and idiots can be dangerous. And it's you'll find out, too, and we've talked about here so often on the show, there are organizations, training programs, you can, although it's tougher in some places than others, obtain an ownership of a firearm, legal ownership, right to carry permits as well. And if the need is there, if the desire is there, and if the sense of responsibility and empowerment that ownership of a firearm offers is there within you, then GirlsJustWantToHaveGuns.com is a great starting place to expand your education, which is also important before you make take the action of obtaining, legally, of course, a firearm. GirlsJustWantToHaveGuns.com on the web. Regis, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.